WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lena Roy. An American mother and her daughter are back in Israel after being released by Hamas terrorists. Israeli forces say 59-year-old Judith Renan and her daughter, 17-year-old Natalie, were taken to the Red Cross. ABC's Mary Bruce says Qatar was involved in securing the release, but little else is known.
The president has actually intentionally said that he isn't going to detail publicly too much about the process to try and get these Americans back home. He said last week that that would actually be counterproductive, that it might actually put Americans at risk. But what we do know is that the U.S. has been working closely with partners that have influence over Hamas and that the U.S. has been working closely with the Israelis.
President Biden released a statement saying the mother and daughter will soon be reunited with family, and the U.S. is doing all it can to secure the release of other American hostages held by Hamas. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is now out of the running for Speaker of the House after losing a third vote on the House floor. This is ABC News. An overwhelming number of public school teachers in Portland, Oregon, have voted to authorize a strike that would begin on November 1st.
Among the sticking points, teacher pay, mental health help for students, student discipline, and class size. The teachers and Portland Public Schools have been meeting for months but don't have an agreement. Angela Bonilla is the head of the union.
We, as educators, need pay that is close to the cost of living.
Portland Public Schools says if teachers do hit the picket lines next month, it will have to shut down campuses during the strike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Teachers in Fresno, California are expected to hold a strike authorization vote on Monday. The Army private who fled into North Korea over the summer is facing new charges, including desertion and child pornography. Travis King was released from a South Korean prison in July, where he'd been serving time for assault. He then crossed the border into North Korea, where he stayed for 2 months before he was returned to the U.S. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police gave over 550 citations and arrested almost 50 drivers in a traffic safety mission. Green Bay Police partnered with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. The initiative tracked data over a 9-day period in September. The multi-agency effort resulted in 563 citations and 586 warnings, primarily for speeding. 48 arrests were made, 24 of those were OWIs. Let's keep it on the roads. Here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
A semi-truck driver was arrested after a crash in Waupaca yesterday. Authorities were called just before 7 p.m. to the area of Highway 10 and Highway 2254, where the semi-truck driver failed to turn while taking the eastbound exit on Highway 10, rolling the semi onto its side. The driver was able to exit with no injuries, but was arrested for an OWI.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dom, I'm calling this one the Friday Dom's phoning it in from the Love Shack edition.
Come on.
I'm glad you joined me at all, man.
Yeah, man. Come on. Of course. Got to try out the tech. Good to see you, Nate, working the board. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday to us all.
We air the grievances on Friday, Dom. And I'd like to go first.
All right, man. You start.
Kenneth Cheesebro! Come on, man! You can't be pleading guilty. Cheesebro, I'm very disappointed. Dom, today, they were supposed to do jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia.
Jury selection in Fulton County, Georgia. Today.
Well, a couple of the 18 co-defendants wanted speedy trials, right, Dom? They were Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady. We talked about her pleading of guilt yesterday. And a slap on the wrist. But I said, I don't care about Sidney Powell. What I really care about is what happened here in the state of Wisconsin. And the architect of the fake elector scheme was this cheese bro. This former Wisconsinite turned crypto bro. Traded in his wife and, you know, moved on to greener pastures, apparently, Dom. But still was the architect of this effort to undermine the peaceful transfer of power. And I wanted a trial awfully bad. You know I wanted it. I mean, come on, God, I asked for so little in this world. But a guilty plea, I'll take it on a Friday. We'll take a guilty plea, Dom, but I'll be a little salty this weekend.
You know, Kuchka texted me out when he saw the headline, and a lot of people are, you know, communicating about this headline. First, yesterday, it was the Kraken lady. Today, it's the architect of the conspiracy, the fraud, the architect of the coup, Cheesebro, pleading guilty. And dude's like, oh, man, I just want someone to go to jail. And I replied, yes, I want someone to go to jail, too. I want Trump to go to jail. And if someone like the Kraken and Cheesebro and some of these other folks, end up pleading down and pay some fines and write several apology letters and it still kicks upstairs to Trump, who started this whole thing, I'm okay with that.
What about the apology letters? What if you, the Fannie Willis has apparently sought apology letters as part of the pleadings. Apologies in the state of Georgia. But Dom, Cheesebro was all about Wisconsin, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What about a CC of the apology letter for all us Badger Wisconsinites?
I think it's totally appropriate, yes. But unfortunately, she's a DA in Georgia, not a DA in Wisconsin or an AG in Wisconsin, Mr. Josh Call, our friend. Now, what are we seeing here? Josh, come on, man. The architect of the fraud. The same stuff that went on in this state, that are going on in other states, Michigan, they're getting charged. They're pleading guilty in Georgia. Can we do something here? Were any laws broken here, sir?
Here, I guess, is the good news. Fannie Willis gets to keep her hand close to her vest. She doesn't have to show her hand. She doesn't have to put the resources towards the early prosecution, which the Trump team could monitor closely, you know, put their own legal strategy in place. So she didn't have to show them any of that. And one would hope these two attorneys at law, at least formerly, we'll see how long they keep their legal licenses, but both the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell, and Kenneth Cheesebro, they're both attorneys, Dom. They're both attorneys. And if they've admitted to crimes, what's that whole fraud crime exception thing to attorney-client privilege?
Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, Cheesebro got some motions denied, I believe, as recently as yesterday, trying to hide some of that very kind of documentation, communications between him and other folks, you know, trying to shield it under attorney-client privilege, denied. So you got to wonder how much that played into this decision. Of course, Sidney Powell rolling over, you know. Now, what's that, 2 out of 18? You know, who's next?
Rudy. Rudy's in serious trouble. Rudy's going to spend the rest of his life either in a bottle or in a jail cell. Dom, there are many fine sources, but I chose the raw story. So here we go. Kenneth Cheesebro, one of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case, has agreed to a plea deal. According to reports, the conservative attorneys and alleged architect of the fake elector scheme reached an agreement with prosecutors shortly before jury selection was set to begin in his Fulton County trial Friday. Lawfare's Anna Bauer reported. And that was a breaking news. What time? About 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. The Harvard-educated lawyer agreed to pay a $5,000 fine. That seems somewhat insufficient, Tom. And will serve 5 years of probation. And he must also complete 100 hours of community service. I got thrice that much just for Coon Creek, man.
Well, yeah, I was a little more involved than just attending a festival, Crudy. But you missed the most important part, a letter of apology to the people of Georgia.
What would that letter of apology look like in your mind, Dom?
Dear people of Georgia, I am so very sorry for engaging with Donald Trump. He should list everybody. And Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady, and X, Y, and Z, and Jim Jordan, whoever else may or may not have been, you know, any of these Republicans, in trying to subvert democracy, disenfranchise your votes, and basically be an all-around bad guy. I'll try to do better in the future. My sincerest apologies, Kenneth, the cheese man. Don't be a cheese bro.
I wanted a trial, Dom.
We're going to get one, man. We're going to get one.
More reporting also from the Raw story. But that deal, which has Cheesebro admitting to masterminding the fake elector scheme in return for 5 years probation, fines, and other requirements, you know, like a sorry letter, doesn't necessarily keep him out of prison. Oh. Now, this is the part that bothered me. This plea deal basically exempted him from prison. Probation, I mean, hell, he'll be on paper. But, you know, his crimes to date, apparently only of the, you know, insurrectionist white-collar crime. So that's an important note, Dom. Here's more from the Raw Story reporting. That's because the conduct he admitted to doesn't just break the law in Georgia, but in several other states where fake Trump electors convened. And this is from Ryan Goodman. He's a law professor at NYU. How does Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, etc., not indict Cheesebro now? He just admitted to the facts that would make for crimes under those state statutes. And already some of the electors themselves have been charged with crimes in Michigan, though one of them had his charges dropped this week when he accepted a plea deal himself. Dom, a little bit more. Cheeseborough's deal could have significant implications for some of Trump's other co-defendants. Ryan Goodman also noted in court proceedings, Cheeseborough also just admitted specific sets of fact that squarely implicates Rudy Giuliani. Most directly, both state and federally, wrote Goodman, adding that attorney John Eastman, who crafted the plan for former Vice President Mike Pence to use the fake electors to block the certification of the real ones, let's just say, Dom, he could also be implicated by these, what, admissions in the guilty pleadings of facts. He implicates a bunch of people, Dom.
He implicates, according to what I saw today, Donald Trump specifically, several attorneys, and apparently one campaign official in his guilty plea. And again, specifically pleading guilty, Donald Cheeseborough pleading guilty to a single felony count of conspiracy to file false documents.
Is it felonious? My understanding is it was felonious.
Yes, felony count. A felony count, a single felony count of conspiracy to file false documents.
I would wonder, based on whatever state he is, you know, registered to do legal business in as an attorney, Dom, I wonder as a convicted felon, if that's going to have some modest impact on his law license. At minimum.
Come on, man. You know how easy it is. Hell, even real estate agents and whatnot. You know, you lose your licensing for all sorts of reasons. I would imagine, you know, being a felon, admitting in guilt to a conspiracy to file false documents might be something that would at least suspend a license for a while.
I got to tell you, I'm nearly devastated, though. If it weren't a glorious sunny day here in Madison, and it weren't a Friday, Dom, this news that Cheeseborough pled out, man, this might be too much for me, but
this is great news. This is awesome news, as you mentioned it. So no trial, right? Which means, as mentioned, D.A. Willis doesn't have to show her hand. There's not going to be a showing of the evidence.
In regards to the Wisconsin crimes through Cheeseborough's trial.
Patience, young Padawan. This will come. This will come.
I want it now, Father.
This is great news, man. This is great news. And
not the Veruca salt.
And it frees up the docket. You know, they don't have to go through trial. I mean, this is really good news. And if these two are the first two to fall, of course, the bail bondsman from last week as well. So now we got 3 out of the 18. That means my math on the radio says 15 are left. How far, how fast do those go? And at the end of the day, is it going to be Donald Trump all by himself at the table? Aw.
Defend on Trump. Folks, yes. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you weren't aware, some describe us as the greatest radio show ever. But I'm quite disappointed. This is my disappointed voice. Because I didn't want a guilty plea. I wanted prison time. I wanted to see this guy doing hard time. I wanted to see him up by the highway breaking rocks, Dom. You know
what we have here is a failure to communicate, Crudy. This is good news, man. This is good news. They're going to start rolling over. Let's hope it continues.
But I'm dying for the information now. I want it to play out in the court of public opinion right now. Trump, of course, he's guilty. I mean, all the false electors here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm looking at you, Hit. I'm looking at you, Bob Spindell. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 41. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Overcast. Lows around 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 56. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy Friday to us all. You can air your grievances or even celebrate a little bit today at 844-967-2789. Talking about the Kenneth Cheesebro guilty plea to one count of what? Felony conspiracy to file fraudulent documents. Washington Post on this also gives some more details. Cheesebro implicated several co-defendants as being part of the conspiracy to file the false documents, Trump, four other lawyers, including Rudy Giuliani, and one campaign operative. A little bit more here in the Washington Post. Cheesebro did not plead guilty to the charge that all 19 defendants in the case initially faced, participating in a racketeering enterprise. He alluded to his unwillingness to admit guilt to some of the allegations in the exchange with the judge. Here's what Judge McAfee asked. Are you pleading guilty today because you believe there is a factual basis for moving forward with this charge? To which Cheesebro pointedly responded, yes, this charge. After Cheesebro pleaded guilty, his lawyer asked McAfee if his client's probation could be transferred to Puerto Rico, his current home. McAfee said this could complicate the terms of his probation, and Cheesebro agreed to stay in Atlanta for a few days to work out the details. He just wants to get back to the beach and the missus, man. Make this all go away.
Well, it's a hell of a sweetheart deal, isn't it?
It kind
of
is.
You go commit a felony. I mean, the guy's already rich, right? We've learned this. He already traded up wives, you know, traded back in years or however you want to look at it, Dom. But he did so after getting rich as a crypto bro. So let's assume, you know, work a day is not a necessity for this guy. Well, who wouldn't mind a little house arrest and being on paper in Puerto Rico, dude?
You're right.
Can I still drink the rum?
I don't know if you're on probation, if you're allowed to consume alcohol.
Well, it depends on what sort of probation terms are set down.
Nah, right?
Never slowed some of us down. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, Dom, while I was telling the story, my grave disappointment over this guilty plea, only because I wanted to see the trial. It's about Wisconsin. Dom, I spiked my pen, apparently for purely theatrical impact upon myself, because no one saw it. Just me and this on radio here. No one saw it. I like threw my pen down, and then, you know, I wanted to write something down. I couldn't write something. There it is.
Your pen.
Okay. Well, it was a gray pen. I couldn't find it, but now I see it in the carpet pattern. It was hiding from me. My eyes might be going bad.
It's entirely possible.
Might be. You know, some of the words, they blur sometimes. I always assumed that was the late nights. What was the music, Nate? What did you just play for us?
That was Iggy Pop featuring Sum 41, Little Know-It-All.
Oh. You know, Nate was up partying last night at a concert. I thought perhaps that's what he was playing for us. My bad.
No, that was all Dom's picking there.
That was my request, man. Iggy from Michigan, baby.
I'm going to get you ready home for a Badger game next. I get the next song. So that one's mine. You know it, Dom. I'll build up to it. So what other grievances do we have on this fine, otherwise fine Friday afternoon? Other than the
besides
fact,
cheese, bro,
I wanted a trial, man. You know, I got so many legal expert friends. We could have had fun. We'd have had friends over, lots of popcorn, trial. You know, I did suggest to Sage, not that my recommendations carry any weight around here, but I said, have we ever considered like a trial app on the civic media? You know what I mean? Like a trial channel, just because I envision there's going to be some meaningful trials in U.S. history coming up. And, you know, you can't blow out the entire lineup. Well, we did for the impeachment, Dom, twice. But otherwise, you hate to do it, right? So maybe a trial channel, if you're listening, Sage. Some people think that's a good idea.
That's not a terrible idea. But if it's going to be the trial of Donald Trump, I think that needs to be aired. I think that's important. You know, the former guy, the guy who tried to overturn the government. I think those
Which one?
All of them. I did see NBC News has put in a motion to, I believe, Judge Chutkin to try to have that trial. Of course,
the J6 trial. Well. That's the federal trial, Jack Smith's trial. And Fulton County, if there is a trial in Fulton County, those should be televised, state court.
That's my understanding as well. They already said that earlier. But it won't be Cheese Bro, and it won't be the Kraken Lady, and it won't be the bail bondsman. All right, Republicans, the rest of you who are down there charged, are you going to roll over next week? No. I mean, don't you think? Do you envision everybody rolling? I mean, if these two, if the crazy Kraken, and some of the reporting I read last night was like, oh, my God, you know, she cracked? She was never going to crack. She was the true believer. How could she be the one?
If Cleta Mitchell rolls, it's all over. You know who is
going to? If Sammy the Bull Gravano rolls over, man, you know it's going to be a tough day. So I look at those folks as a more in tune, more inclined to have information relevant to the prosecution of the former president than some of the other locals that are going to be charged along with this. So if those Sammy the Bull Gravano types have already rolled, I got to imagine next week, man, they're all going to roll.
How would you describe Rudy types?
it's going to be Rudy and Donald sitting at the table, man. Maybe Rudy will come dressed in drag and hang out like they did back in the old days. Kind of relive the highlights because it was all downhill from there.
You know, quite disappointing. Rudy is lack of a Cheese Bro trial, but one minor disappointment that could be offset. My understanding, Michael Cohen, the fixer, he's back on in the New York trial, the fraud trial of Donald Trump.
Yes.
He is to testify Tuesday next. Coming up in just a couple of business days, Dan. We'll stick a weekend in between. But it's Friday, and we're still working, sort of. Dom's mailing it in from the Love Shack. You could be a part of this fine Friday edition. And we'll also do some sports towards the end. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, calling in live from Green Bay. Back to football this weekend. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Your grievances, they're welcome here.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. An American mother and her daughter are back in Israel after being released by Hamas terrorists. Israeli forces say 59-year-old Judith Renan and her daughter, 17-year-old Natalie, were taken to the Red Cross. ABC's Mary Bruce says Qatar was involved in securing the release, but little else is known.
The president has actually intentionally said that he isn't going to detail publicly too much about the process to try and get these Americans back home. He said last week that that would actually be counterproductive, that it might actually put Americans at risk. But what we do know is that the U.S. has been working closely with partners that have influence over Hamas and that the U.S. has been working closely with the Israelis.
President Biden released a statement saying the mother and daughter will soon be reunited with family, and the U.S. is doing all it can to secure the release of other American hostages held by Hamas. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is now out of the running for Speaker of the House after losing a third vote on the House floor. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Public Service is teaming up with law enforcement to stop scams. Yesterday, WPS said they will partner with local sheriff's offices in northeast and north central Wisconsin to help make people aware of utility scams on social media. Authorities say warning signs you're being scammed could include receiving a call with a fake caller ID and the words Wisconsin Public Service on the display, threatening to shut off a victim's service in a short amount of time, or demanding immediate payment through a prepaid debit card, Venmo-type app, or cryptocurrency. If you feel you've been a victim of a scam, please contact your local police. One person is homeless after an apartment catches fire in Green Bay. Green Bay Metro Fire was called shortly after 7:30 a.m. Wednesday morning to the 2000 block of Sycamore Drive. Officials suspect the fire was caused by candles that were left unattended. No one was injured. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember.
Yeah, you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm sure you never
met anyone. How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me, and I just introduced myself. Hey, I'm from Green Bay, and you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support,
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Devils Advocates Radio Show. Why do you build me up only to allow Cheese Bro to offer a guilty plea? No trial for Cheese Bro. Crudy's heartbroken. But, you know, I got a Badger weekend to look forward to. Badgers playing at Illinois. You know, I don't know if they'll play Buttercup for us, Dom, but we better beat the Illini. We're down a quarterback. Mordecai is out for the game, maybe the season. We're going to have our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, at 5:30. But don't forget, you can tune into the Badgers all across the Civic Media Network. Got a couple of games to announce. Badgers tomorrow. Start with the flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM out of Racine. You can hear that one into Milwaukee. WLAK in the Minneapolis Outmarket. That's Amory, 1260 AM. WFHR, that's where I'll be listening to the game tomorrow when I get to it, Dom. That's Central, North Central Wisconsin. That's coming out of Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. And WRCE, that is our friends. News from the center, Richland Center, Wisconsin, News and Badgers. And Dom, here's a, a big announcement. I know we've talked about this a few times publicly, but I'm very excited. Milwaukee Bucks preseason, the final preseason game, is going off across the Civic Media Network, I think a little bit later this evening.
Oh, nice.
7 o'clock tonight. Bucks in 6 Civic Media markets. Dom, in Richland Center, in Wisconsin Rapids, in Amory, in Racine, Kenosha, in Milwaukee, and WISS, that's Oshkosh. That's where you grew up, Dom, over in that neck of the woods. And the Big Q in the Northwoods, 98.3 FM in Park Falls. If you're going to the cabin all the way up north there, hey, then listen to both the Bucks game and then the Packers on Sunday. They're playing against, who is it? At the Broncos. 3:25 kickoff. So there's your sports calendar, Dom. Got sports to look forward to and first round of high school playoff football in a lot of different markets across the Civic Media Network this evening. Hopefully some of those teams will advance. Some of our favorite hometowns. What are you doing? My kid's going to the Middleton game. They play Madison Memorial. My son's, one of his very close friend is the tailback and been a little beat up, and I hope Bryce has a good game tonight. Scored like 6 touchdowns in the first 2 games all year.
Damn,
yeah, right. He's a damn good little tailback, this Bryce Walker. So, but he's been much like Aaron Jones has had the lingering hamstring. That's what this kid's had. Now, you know, it's senior year. You only get so many chances. Playoff time, baby. So, anyways, man, I'm excited about the sports, if not the trial of Kenneth Cheesebro.
Oh, come on, Crudy. We have much more to look forward to.
There's still no Speaker of the House, right?
No. No, man. I mean, come on. So what? Jim G-Y-M Jordan?
Not that that's going to wreck my week in the fact that the Republican caucus is in disarray, Dom.
It is beyond the pale. And the media coverage of it has been fantastic. And I got to tell you, what one thing I'm hearing over and over and over again from these failed Republicans who have the majority but can't muster enough. Oh, these Democrats join these 8 Republicans and these Democrats, trying to put it on the Democrats, which of course is ridiculous. Jordan not only lost the 3rd round, he lost by more than he lost the 2nd, which was lost by more than he lost the 1st. They went into secret conference, and then he lost his bid to be on the ballot, 112-86. The rest of the Republican caucus said, no, Jordan, you are out. Outsies.
It's been like 17 days, Dom, so we're back at square one?
Back at square one. Coming up Monday, they're going to meet again and try to coalesce. A couple people have announced that they're going to run for speaker, and then hopefully, according to the Republicans I saw interviewed by Manu Raju today, have a vote sometime on Tuesday. But, you know, the Democrats aren't innocent in all of this because they joined with those 8 Republicans to oust the speaker. I'm like, well, you know what? You have, all you need is 5 Republicans to join with the 212 Democrats. 5 Republicans join with the 212 Democrats, and you can have Speaker Akeem Jeffries. So don't put this on the Dems. I know they're going to try to do it. That's what they keep saying, but that's not the case. That's not the facts. If the Dems had their way, Akeem Jeffries would be the speaker, and we would not be in this situation.
Dominic, I've got one candidate at least. 4-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman. Who? Jack Bergman. Ooh. Said Friday he's officially seeking the House Republican nomination to be speaker after Jim Jordan crashed and burned, right, dude? Jim Jordan earlier in the day lost that designation in a closed-door vote. The secret ballot vote by the House Republican Conference at the Capitol came after Jordan, the flamethrowing Judiciary Committee chairman, lost a 3rd ballot on the House floor Friday with 25 of his GOP colleagues rejecting him. He went from, what, 20 to 21 to 25. That math's going the wrong direction. But 4-term Michigan U.S. Rep. Jack Bergman, who I've never heard of, Dom, maybe that's good. Maybe he's not part of the Freedom Caucus or something. You know, maybe a moderate. What do you think? Somebody
a nice thought,
not looking to self-aggrandize.
No,
I'll have to look him up. 844-967. We're both looking him up. We don't even know who that guy is. Let's get to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
As usual, thanks so much for the quality you bring to Civic Radio. And here's what
if
I
not quality, we bring quantity.
every week, like Dave. Bill.
60% of the time, you're right, right, Krudy?
At least 63% of the time, Bill. Collectively, someone's right every day.
Well, anyhow, here's what I got to thank you about. Matt Flynn kind of predicted what's going on right now. He said, when you want to get the guy at the top, go for the little people, and they start falling. Well, now they're rolling over and singing like canaries. And first I was upset, like you were, Krudy, that our buddy didn't go to jail. But then I thought, you know what? So you give him probation, and he rolls over on the big guy. Oh, that's even worth more than him going to jail. And here's the neat thing. Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, I can name a whole bunch of people. Jordan, all those people, I'd love to be a mouse in their house tonight when they sit down for dinner. I bet you they're in the bathroom more than they're at the table. If their stomachs aren't turning over, they got to have cast iron gut. Tonight, they're not going to sleep well. You can count on that. And part of it, I'm not kidding, Krudy, you made so your station, you and Dom made so many people aware and educated them to how our country was about to almost be overtaken. Thanks so much for what you do. Have a beer on. In fact, have two beers on me tonight.
Very kind of you, Bill.
Thank you.
I will, in fact, have several cocktails on whoever's buying.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the nice thoughts, man. I'm still curious, though. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we have not seen any effort to hold those people responsible who were engaging in this.
What are we doing right now? Effort by us.
We are, sure, but we're just talking on the radio, man. What does that do? You need to have some legal consequence, an investigation, an inquiry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, form a blue ribbon panel. Do something because, I mean, come on. This guy's still on the Wisconsin elections. Spindell's still on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And the guy whose advice he took in order to become a fraudulent elector, he pled guilty today.
To a felony.
Don't you think maybe there's some there? And why isn't Spindell on the outs? Why aren't the rest of these folks on the outs? All these Trump fraudulent electors who, what, for the most part, as far as I know, were actually Trump electors. Should Trump have won, they would have been the electors to represent him, right? Well, this big plan by Cheese Bro to, hey, just fill this fraudulent slot anyway, just in case. Of course, it's all part of a bigger plot. What do we know? They file lawsuits just to try to convince people that the election was stolen. This whole thing if you took any one of these individual issues, they can be kind of one-off, but they're part of a bigger plan, a bigger conspiracy, and Cheese Bro pled to that today.
Yeah, but Trump said, go peacefully. 844
into that good night.
967-2789. Friday is for the grievances. Yours could be next. Right, Mark? From the sack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, I texted you a little tune for Jim Jordan, and sadly it's that I have real fondness for the original tune, that fond memories of that. But I mean, that as Dom has said, and I've said in the past, that these guys betrayed their oath to the Constitution. And I would also put forth the proposition that all the people that were aware that this was going on, they failed in their duty to defend the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and the United States, especially you, Mr. Fitzgerald, because not only did you violate your oath to the state's Constitution when you took that, you just took an oath a couple of days, you know, 3 days before on what January 3rd it would have been, that to defend the Constitution of the United States, which is also included in our state's Constitution, your oath, that you violated that oath. Your duty was to defend the Constitution, to support.
And Mark, he violated that oath and took that oath 3 days after he won an election, on the very same election that he claims was stolen for Donald Trump. But yeah, his election was fine. How does that work?
I don't know. It staggers the imagination. But anybody in that Capitol on the Republican side that knew that this was going on and didn't speak up and condemn it and say we should not be doing this, they're as guilty as the ones that did it.
Well, there's only like two of them that actually stood up and condemned. It was Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. The whole rest of them, from the top down, they stink, Mark. You know what? I did mean to make Mark sing here a little bit. He sent us a Lionel Richie tune, Commodore's tune, Three Times a Lady. Once, twice, three times a loser, and they all hate you. It goes on like that, but you know, that's all I'm gonna torture the audience with. Well done,
Mark.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
His text contribution. He's got several lyrics. Are you sure? I could go farther.
No, man. We know the lyrics. We actually play a little Commodores maybe on the way back, just so Crew doesn't have to sing it. That'd be great.
Jack Bergman. Well, no, man. We're playing the rest of Buttercup on the way back. Jack Bergman, according to Wes from Middleton on the text line, says, nope, nope, like nope, he's not normal. Nope, Bergman is a certified idiot. I used to be his constituent up in the UP there, hey, as bad as any of them. He's like a geriatric Van Orden. Now, Wes tells us Q98 out of Park Falls reaches his house in Gogebic outside of Ironwood. 1590 AM gets into his district too, Dom. They'll be our newest talker out of the Park Falls. So I'm looking forward to that one going live. Will be speaking to his district. Will he be speaker then? I doubt it.
844-967-2789. We do have some sound. Perhaps we'll hold off on that just for a moment. I'll come back after the break and play some, you know, pre-vote sound and post-vote sound from McCarthy and Jordan. But we do have a little bit here post-vote. McCarthy, according to the Raw Store, delivered a bleak assessment of the state of his party after Rep. Jim Jordan, his bid for the speakership, crashed and burned for the third time this week. Three times a lady. Speaking with CNN's Manu Raju shortly after the vote, McCarthy said that it was up to Jordan as to whether he wanted to continue his quest for the speaker's gavel, despite the fact he'd lost votes on every single ballot cast so far. When Raju pressed McCarthy for his own personal opinion about the matter, the former House Speaker said, "We are in a very bad place right now. Yes. Very bad. It's bad."
Dominic Bergman says, "My hat is in the ring. I feel confident I can win the votes where others could not. I have no special interest to serve. I'm only in this to do what's best for their nation and to steady the ship for the 118th Congress."
Yeah.
It's a little out of control, Dom. I'm not clear, but I thought I read that the 76-year-old Bergman of Watersmeet might be a Freedom Caucuser.
Ugh.
I don't want to conflate, though, because, you know, Jim Jordan's a Freedom Caucuser, and he just lost for a, what is it, one, two, three times. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Trunk or treat. I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor. Right. Do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies.
Lows level off around 41. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 50. Overcast, partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 56. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Do you have a grievance, Dom? It cannot be only salty crudy. There are